On 52 minutes, we were trying to maul out of our 22, and Loughborough were allowed to come in the side all day slightly. So I fell to ground in possession of the ball, and sort of holding one of the Loughborough players on the ground with me, and in sort of second row fashion, he was a second row too. Told him not to do it again, which the linesman, you know, thought was slightly overly aggressive. And between himself and the referee, came up with a yellow card, which was a bit of a head scratcher. But there we are, you know. That did play a part, and then literally 4 minutes later, Anthony Marfol went tried to stop a maul, swung his forearm at the maul, unfortunately in typical Anthony Marfol fashion, but managed to break his arm, his lower arm.
So obviously he's will hopefully be back in time for the start of next season. That's his season done.
Yeah, he was seen a specialist yesterday, and I think the break is very clean. So they were hoping to either pin it or put a rod through it, and 6 weeks in a cast, and then back to normal, as good as. So that quickly. On the injury front, George Thomas also suffered a knee injury, so he's been on crutches since. So, you know, we are getting those little knocks at this end of the season, but at least they haven't come earlier on.
No, you fared pretty well generally with injuries this season.
Extremely, yeah. Like I said, I think that's what's kept us in the hunt, and of course the strength and depth of the second team coming through, and so many players being available.
Coldy, you and Andy Williams perhaps got a bit of a job to lift them now for this. Obviously, it's still a big game, but having lost at home, some of them might psychologically be thinking, well, it's gone now.
Yeah, I think so. Although I think a few, looking at the faces after the Loughborough defeat, yeah, a few want to put it right for themselves. And I've certainly talked about a 3-year plan since I've been back, and third year is the one we're aiming for. So it's still up to the players to play themselves into the shirts for next year as well. So hopefully they'll go up there and give us a good performance.
The equation's simple for you now, though, in terms of your outside chance of the players. You just win your two games, and hopefully, if you could, with a bonus point in each.
Well, that's it. Just keep winning. And you know, our goal is to finish as high as possible. I don't think we've spoken too much about playoffs. I think that's come from other areas of the club. So, yeah, just keep going.
You're going to have to make changes, obviously, for the weekend, then.
Yeah, one or two. I've got to have a look at this hooker situation. But yeah, Jordan Street came on to good effect at the weekend for George. So I think he'll probably start, which means rolling Chris Conliffe back out from his second team berth and getting him back involved. And, you know, I've told these players that they will be used again in the season, and Chris played up at Kendal in the first game of the season, so it'll be nice to reintroduce him now.
And whatever happens, though, you have made progress this season.
Oh, definitely, yeah. In terms of the way we play, I think fitness and like you say, lack of injuries shows. We haven't lost a game through fitness all year, and that's really promising.
And finally, as you look to move forward towards the summer and then into next season, are you likely to keep the same coaching structure? You know, Andy Williams, yourself, the same coaching staff, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think there'll be some turnover in the sides below. I think Stuart Beaman may have said that he just wanted this 1 year to settle in and then go away, enjoy the family for a bit, and come back to it. So I'll be looking for talent around the county anyway.